Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, through our risen Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Our sermon text for today is the epistle lesson appointed for the fifth Sunday in Pentecost. I read to you from Romans chapter 7, starting on the 14th verse and reading through to verse 25a. We know that the law is spiritual, but I am of the flesh, sold under sin. I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law that it is good. So it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do. Now, if I do what I do not want, it's no longer I who do it, but the sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see the members of another law waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells inside my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's reflect on that over the course of this sermon, but let's, at this point, bow our heads in prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we praise your name for the word that you give us. We ask that you bless us with this word and especially explain it to us that we might find comfort in your word and especially peace because of it. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus our Lord, friends, have you ever gotten a stopper stuck in a bottle? In this world of screw caps and snap lids, that seldom happens, if at all. But if you're any older than me, you'll likely remember that paper tab getting bent and falling inside the milk bottle, or that rubber stopper that was just one size too small falling in, or that ill-fitting cork falling down into the bottle instead of coming out. The Apostle Paul, he's talking about a woe quite similar to this proverbial stopper stuck in the bottle. He's redeemed by the blood of Christ, and he knows that he's 100% in agreement with God's holy laws. As a matter of fact, he loves them dearly and has every intent of keeping them in his heart, but he can't. Try as he might, the curse of sin is still stuck deep inside of him. But that's true of all of us. There's a dichotomy of natures going on in each one of us as Christians. The first of those two natures is the redeemed or regenerated nature that we've gained through our Savior. We're born again into a living hope. We've obtained an inheritance that is imperishable and undefiled, 1 Peter 1, 3 and 4. We're given into glory with God, John 17, 22, and as such, we share in godly like-mindedness. Don't we say, O Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells, Psalm 26, 8. In our thoughts and our prayers, we echo what it is the psalmist wrote. We say, oh, how I love your law. How sweet are the words, your words to my taste. Yes, sweeter than honey in my mouth. From your precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Psalm 119:97. That's not just lip service. Our hearts earnestly seek to glorify God. But our flesh, on the other hand, does not. That's the other part of that dichotomy. The spirit may be willing, but the flesh is weak. The flesh is the stopper stuck in the bottle. It's always there, that sinful flesh. It's a permanent part of who we are that just can't be overcome. The flesh is enslaved, as it were, to a different master, namely sin. And that can be discouraging. On the one hand, we want to be Christ-like, but our flesh wants to drag us off to the dump. On One hand, we want to be clean, but it wants to wallow. It's the dog that wants to return to its own vomit, full of folly and ignorant of godly wisdom. The flesh needs emancipation from enslavement. It needs to be dealt with, but it's so deep within us. That's why Paul yells out, "Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" But Paul doesn't leave us hanging. He says, "Thanks be to God through Christ Jesus our Lord." The fact that the stopper is stuck in the bottle poses no problem for God. His righteousness wraps itself around the entirety of the sinner and says, "You are redeemed." That's the righteousness of Christ. The soul is freed and the flesh is made clean in one single act of atonement. Now, lest we stumble, we must consider that the flesh that has been declared righteous is still flesh. It's not a case of once freed, always freed. While we were washed completely in the blood of our Lord and declared righteous by God, we are nonetheless born sinners and therefore sinners by nature. That sinful stopper won't find its way out of our hearts until we're called into eternity, until our earthly vessels are broken. Then and only then will we see the full freedom of our emancipation. Does that mean that our forgiveness is ineffective? Not at all. Having been absolved of our sins, we are made certain of our entry into heaven. The fear is gone. We're cautioned, though. We're cautioned nonetheless that we should never consider our freedom from the penalty of sin as a right to commit sin. Sinfulness should always be treated as a polar opposite to righteousness. If God has removed our transgressions as far as the east is from the west, we shouldn't rush to bring them back into our lives. In doing so, we'd only cheapen the grace that we just received. We also defy logic. After all, who on earth, if declared free, would gladly and willingly return to slavery? The very core of who we are as Christians rejoices over freedom and cries out, "Don't let this ever happen again." The flesh, it cries out differently. It wants its familiar environs. It's worse than an addiction. It's an inbred affliction that won't allow itself to be denied. That's why Paul calls it the law of the flesh. It's going to continue to seek after its own. It will consider to seek after the things of flesh seeks after fleshy things, even against our own desires. But that so-called law won't ever be our death, not in Christ. And therefore, we can always be comforted. God responds to our fleshy nature by ministering to us fully. And I do mean fully. When it comes to temptation, God gives us perspective. He says, "No temptation has ever overtaken you, but such as is common to man." And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. As to conviction, he leads our hearts to repentance. In 2 Corinthians 7:11, the Apostle Paul writes, God's Spirit speaks to our conscience that godly sorrow should result. And as to fear of judgment, God will not condemn our hearts as if there is no hope, but will instead remind us that there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:11. As to pride, God assures us that the blood of his Son is sufficient. We don't have to deal with that stopper stuck within us that was dealt with on the cross. Hopelessness? That's pride and hopelessness, they go hand in hand. The one naturally follows the other. When the former fails, the latter sets in. God rescues us from the pit. When we've got nothing, God's got grace. That's all that we have to rely on. He, through Christ, calls us righteous. So while that stopper is still stuck in that bottle, those that struggle have the assurance that none of that will ever keep us from our salvation. We still belong to Christ. Psalm 145:14 helps us to remember this. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. That's a key verse for this week, and I'd encourage you to refer to it often. As always, you'll find that in this week's worship folder, which you can print out. If you've ever struggled, then do stop sinning. If you ever felt like that, stop, you're stuck in your heart and you just can't get it out, don't fear. God's got this. He set you free. You're in Christ's hands, as proven by the nail marks, which you know so well. His atonement will never ever leave you, and God will continue to carry you from here all the way to eternity. In the name of Jesus, amen. I invite you to bow your heads with me in prayer. Lord God, thank you. Thank you, even though we are sinners, even though there is a body of sin that wants to stay with us and overcome us, even though there's a body of sin that wants to burden our flesh, you set us free. As freed slaves, we can rejoice, Lord God, and help us to always remember that. Help us to always look upon the conviction that you give us as a gift. Help us to always repent of our sins. Help us to always understand that you freed us from them and walk in your name. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen.